Welcome to the Pizza Bros Podcast. This is episode 39, All Alone.
4 p.m. Thursday. The alarm on Riley's phone rings and rings and rings, but Riley is nowhere to be found. Slowly, a pile of laundry on his stained old couch moves begrudgingly. From under the laundry, a disinterested moan rises.
5 more minutes, Dad!
Grumbles a sleepy voice, but the alarm continues to ring.
5 more minutes!
Yells the now irritated voice, but the alarm doesn't cease its call.
Ugh, fine!
Yells Riley from under the mound of dirty clothes. He pushes the laundry off him and rolls off the couch onto his 2 feet. He picks up the phone, turns off his alarm, and sees a notification on his screen that reads, Thursday the 25th, rent due in 6 days.
Ugh, rent again?
Riley complains loudly. He walks to his window to see what kind of day it is. He pulls back the light blocking curtains and is momentarily blinded by the light of day. He puts his hands over his eyes and hisses at the bright white light. As Riley's eyes adjust, he can see that there is no less than a foot of fresh snow on the ground.
Oh, great. We're going to be busy tonight. As if work wasn't already a pain. Whatever.
He grumbles aloud to himself. Riley gets ready for work. He pulls his hair into a ponytail, digs a mostly clean uniform out of his pile of laundry, and puts it on. Riley heads to the front door of his hoard house and pushes the snow off of his car with a broom. He starts the car and heads down the snow-lined street to work. As Riley drives towards Pizza Bros, he is struck by the lack of traffic on the road.
Where is everyone?
He thinks.
Maybe they're all inside because of the snow. It's not really that bad out. Aw, dang! We're gonna be so busy tonight! Ugh!
Complains Riley loudly to himself.
All the drivers are gonna call out too? That means I'm gonna have too many pizzas to deliver? Not enough drivers? And all the orders are gonna be late! And Ed's gonna yell at me like it's my fault that no one wants to work in the snow. Ugh! Maybe I should call out too!
Riley continues to himself.
I don't get paid enough for this.
Riley, too busy complaining to himself, arrives at Pizza Bros before he can call out. As he pulls into the Pizza Bros Plaza, the sun sets behind a very gray cloud. Riley is confused by what he sees.
What's going on?
He asks as he sees that all the lights are off at every business in the strip mall.
Was there a power outage? This is weird.
Says Riley as he notices that the only car in the parking lot besides his is the snowplow truck cleaning the plaza. He parks his car and considers the possibility of his car getting plowed in.
This snowplow dude better not pack snow around my car. I don't want to be stuck sleeping here like Ed.
A cold wind hits Riley in the face and his complaints are replaced by a wet, bitter cold that chills him down to the bone. Riley hustles towards the front door of Pizza Bros to get out of the snow.
Man, it's cold!
He mutters to himself as he fights against the storm. Riley reaches the front door, but as he grasps the handle, he finds that it is locked.
What the?
He asks aloud and shakes the handle.
Where is everyone?
He complains aloud. Riley fishes his store keys out of his pocket and shivers.
Ugh!
He quickly unlocks the door and rushes for the safety of the darkened store. As he enters, the smell of old pizzas fill his nose. He uses his phone like a flashlight, finds the light switches on the wall, and turns them on. The old fluorescent light bulbs flicker to life and struggle to hit full brightness in the cold store. Riley looks around and surveys the scene. The store looks exactly the way he left it the night before. The computers are off. The oven is too. And all the trash he left in the cans is also still there.
Someone needs to take that out. It stinks.
Riley complains as he fans the smell in front of his face.
Where is everyone?
He continues aloud.
Hello? Is anyone here? Hello?
Riley yells into the obviously empty store.
Seriously, where is everyone?
He again yells into the cool air of the store.
Ugh. What a pain.
Riley complains aloud in disgust. Tired of being cold, Riley heads to the thermostat on the wall to turn on the heat. He finds the thermostat locked in a plastic box.
Yeah, like this plastic is gonna stop me.
He laughs to himself. He grabs a pizza slicer and pops the plastic box open.
Told ya.
He brags aloud to no one in particular. Riley pushes a few buttons on the thermostat touchscreen, but nothing happens. He pushes a few more, and still nothing.
Ugh, so stupid.
He says as he throws the pizza slicer across the room in frustration. The slicer lands on the floor, and the sound of scraping metal fills the void in the waiting quiet of the store. Riley, now even more irritated than normal, decides to figure out what is going on. First, he calls Ed, but he only gets his voicemail box.
Hey, it's Ed. I'm probably at work, or heading into work, so just call me at the store.
His voicemail greeting states, followed by a loud beep sound. Riley hangs up and says aloud,
If you were at work, I wouldn't be calling you.
Riley dials the next number in his phone and gets Beth's voicemail.
If you're leaving me a voicemail, it better be worth my time to even check,
says Beth, followed by the same irritating beep sound. Riley sighs in frustration.
Maybe Freddy knows what's up.
He calls Freddy, but again gets a voicemail. Yeah, it's me. You know what to do, says Freddy's voice.
Yeah, I know what to do,
says Riley, sarcastic as he hangs up again. Riley thinks for a minute about who else to call.
Maybe Steve or Dennis know what's going on.
He calls Dennis first, but as usual, his voicemail box was never set up. So, in a last-ditch effort, he calls Steve. But as had been the theme of the night, Steve also doesn't answer. Riley gives up and angrily stuffs his phone into his pocket.
Seriously, what is going on? Why is no one answering? Where is everyone?
Riley asks aloud. Riley digs deep into his mind to come up with a solution. First, he thinks,
well, maybe the phone lines are just out because of the snow. No, the phone rang, so obviously the lines work.
He thinks again for another solution.
Maybe China finally invaded the US and I totally missed it? No, that's stupid.
Suddenly, Riley remembers the movie he watched the night before.
It's the zombie apocalypse!
He yells out into the cold, empty store.
What if I'm the only one left alive? Ah!
Yells Riley, and his imagination goes wild.
No, not alive! Unturned!
Riley runs to the front door and for safety, locks it.
It's snowpocalypse! Man, who would have guessed that? What a wild card!
He says aloud as he looks out into the cold, dark night that has now descended on Chesterwood. Riley digs into his last remaining self-confidence.
Okay, Riley, you've been planning for this exact scenario for years. Well, not for the snow, but still, zombies, right?
Riley heads to the back room and builds a small survival shelter out of pizza boxes. He then scrounges weapons and surveys his food supplies in the store.
It looks like the power's still on. If we have electricity, I could cook pizzas, and no one could see me in the back room. So, I'll be safe from scavengers and any random zombie attacks.
He says aloud as his internal monologue continues to leak out into the open air.
Guess all I can do now is pass time. One of my specialties.
Mutters Riley to himself. Riley retreats into his box fort, survival shelter, and plays a game on his cell phone that looks like Pong, but is actually two zombies batting a brain back and forth across the screen. He plays several games, and then the situation finally dawns on him.
I really am all alone.
He takes a deep breath and lets the sobering reality of a snowpocalypse wash over him. Suddenly, his phone rings.
What the?
Riley asks as he jumps a little from the surprise. Riley looks and sees Steve's smiling face on his phone.
Hello?
He asks, scared to hear a zombie on the other side. Hey, Riley! I saw you called! Merry Christmas! What's up? Steve asks.
Wait, Christmas?
Riley asks with confusion in his voice. Yeah, it happens every December 25th. Did you forget? Steve asks with a laugh. Riley can hear the sounds of laughter and people having a good time in the background of the phone call.
No, I totally didn't forget.
Riley lies.
Sounds like you're having fun.
Riley says timidly. We are. Jenny and Dennis came over for a little get-together. Hang on a second. Dennis! Dennis! It's your turn to pin the tail on baby Jesus' donkey! Steve turns his attention back to Riley. I don't live too far away from the store. You can come over if you want, declares Steve.
Oh, no. I don't know. Maybe.
I'll text you my address. I don't want you to be alone on Christmas, says Steve, who is suddenly distracted by Dennis. Oh, Riley, I gotta go. Dennis is about to pin the donkey's tail on Jenny. Hey, stop! Says Steve as he hangs up his phone. Riley looks off into the distance as he realizes that he is all alone on Christmas. A few moments later, Riley's phone makes a sound and he sees Steve's address. Riley then looks around at his box fort and ponders his situation.
I can go home and go back to sleep,
he says aloud.
Or I can go to Steve's house,
he continues. Riley makes his decision to not be alone. He turns off the lights at Pizza Bros. He gets in his car and drives to Steve's apartment. Riley knocks on the door and Steve answers, Merry Christmas! Come on in! The end. Thank you guys for listening to the Real Pizza Bros podcast. And don't forget to go to our website, therealpizzabros.com, where you can see all of our past episodes, all the different streaming services that you can listen to the Pizza Bros podcast, and of course, purchase printed copies of the actual stories themselves.
And you can listen alone or with someone else.
And remember, if you don't listen, we'll have zero audience.
And we'll be all alone.
That's really depressing, Riley.
That's my life.
The end.